Not mine. My gloves are on.
Why, then this may be yours, for this is but one.
Huh? Let me see. I give it me. It's mine.
Ah.
Sweet ornament that decks a thing divine. Oh, Sylvia, Sylvia. Oh,
Madam Sylvia! Madam Sylvia!
How now, sirrah?
Oh, she's not within hearing, sir.
Why, sir, who bade you call her?
Your worship, sir, or else I mistook.
Well, you still be too forward.
And yet I was last chidden for being too slow.
Oh, go to, sir, tell me, do you know Madam Sylvia?
She that your worship loves.
Why, how know you that I am in love?
Oh, marry, bar these special marks. Well, first, you've learned, like Sir Proteus, to wreathe your arms like a malcontent. To relish a love song like a robin redbreast. To walk alone like one that had pestilence. To sigh like a schoolboy that's lost his ABC. To weep like a young wench that's buried her grandam. To fast like one that takes diet and to watch like one that fears robin. To speak puling like a beggar at Allo Mass. Well, you were woke when you laughed to crow like a cock. When you walked to walk like one of the lions. When you fasted it was presently after dinner. When you looked sadly it was for want of money. And now you're metamorphosed with a mistress, that when I look on you, I can hardly think of you as me master.
Are all these things perceived in me?
They're all perceived without you.
Without me? Well, they cannot.
Without you, nay, that's certain. For without you were so simple, none else would. But you are so without these follies, that these follies are within you, and shine through you like the water in a urinal, that not an eye that sees you, but is a physician to comment on your malady.
But tell me, dost thou know my Lady Sylvia?
She that you gaze on so as she sits at supper.
Hast thou observed that? Even she, I mean.
Why, sir, I know her not.
Dost thou know her by my gazing on her, and yet know'st her not?
Is she not hard-favoured, sir?
Not so fair, boy, as well-favoured.
Sir, I know that well enough.
What dost thou know?
That she is not so fair as of you well-favoured.
I mean that her beauty is exquisite, but her favour infinite.
That's because the one is painted and the other out of all count.
How painted? And how out of count?
Marry, sir, so painted to make her fair that no man counts of her beauty.
Well, how esteemest thou me? I account of her beauty.
You never saw her since she was deformed.
How long has she been deformed?
Ever since you loved her.
I've loved her ever since I saw her, and still I see her beautiful.
If you love her, you cannot see her.
Why?
Because love is blind. Oh, that you had mine eyes, or your own eyes had the lights they were wont to have when you chid at Sir Proteus for going ungartered.
What should I see then?
Your own present folly and her passing deformity. For he being in love cannot see to garter his hose, and you being in love cannot see to put on your hose.
Belike, boy, then you are in love, for last morning you could not see to wipe my shoes.
True, sir, that I was in love with me bed, I thank you. You swinge me for my love, which makes me the bolder to charge you for yours.
In conclusion, I stand affected to her.
Oh, would you were set so your affection would cease.
Last night she enjoined me to write some lines to one she loves.
And have you?
I have.
Are they not lamely writ?
No, boy. But as well as I can do them. Oh. Peace. Here she comes.
Oh, excellent motion. Oh, exceeding puppet. Now will he interpret to her.
Madam and mistress, a thousand good morrows.
Oh, give you good evening, it is a milliner manners.
Sir Valentine and servant. To you, 2,000.
He should give her interest, and she gives it him.
As you enjoin me, I have writ your letter unto the secret nameless friend of yours, which I was much unwilling to proceed in, but for my duty to your ladyship.
I thank you, gentle servant. 'Tis very clerkly done.
Now, trust me, madam, it came hardly off. For being ignorant to whom it goes, I writ at random, very doubtfully.
Perchance you think too much of so much pain.
No, madam, so instead you I will write, please you command, 1,000 times as much. And yet...
A pretty period. Well, I guess the sequel. And yet I will not name it. And yet I care not. And yet, take this again.
Oh.
And yet I thank you. Meaning henceforth to trouble you no more.
And yet you will, and yet another yet.
What means your ladyship? Do you not like it?
Yes. Yes, the lines are very quaintly writ. But since unwillingly, take them again. Nay, take them.
Madam, they are for you.
I you writ them, sir, at my request. But I will none of them. They are for you. I would have had them writ more movingly.
Please you, I'll write your ladyship another.
And when it's writ, for my sake, read it over. And if it please you, so. If not, why so?
If it please me, madam, what then?
Why, if it please you, take it for your labour. And so, good morrow, servant.
Oh, jest unseen. Inscrutable, invisible, as a nose on a man's face or a weathercock on a steeple. My master sues to her, and she hath taught her suitor, he being her pupil, to become her tutor. How excellent device! Was there ever heard a better that my master, being scribe, to himself should write the letter?
How now, sir? What are you reasoning with yourself?
Oh, nay, I was rhyming. 'Tis you who have the reason.
To do what?
To be a spokesman for Madam Sylvia.
To whom?
To yourself. Why, she woos you by a figure.
What figure?
By a letter, I should say.
Why, she has not writ to me.
What need she, when she hath made you write to yourself? Why, do you not perceive the jest?
No, believe me.
No, believe in you indeed, sir. But did you not perceive her earnest?
She gave me none, except an angry word.
Why, she hath given you a letter.
That's the letter I writ to her friend.
And that letter hath she delivered, and there an end.
I would it were no worse.
Oh, I'll warrant you 'tis as well. For often you have writ to her, and she in modesty, or else for want of idle time, could not again reply, or fearing else some messenger that might her mind discover, herself hath taught her love himself to write unto her love. Oh, this I speak in print, for in print I found it.
Oh, Sylvia.
Oh, why muse you, sir? 'Tis dinner time.
I have dined.
Aye. But hearken, sir, though the comedian love can feed on the air, I'm one that am nourished by me victuals and would fain have meat. Oh, be not like your mistress. Be moved, be moved.